Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. So, another show today coming up. Today is Monday, 2010, September 20th. So we'll see how everybody's doing today. And let's do a emotional clearing. This feels a little different to me today. I wonder if anybody out there feels slightly different. Maybe not being attached emotionally to things today, which would mean since you're normally attached emotionally to things, you might feel out of center because the emotional negativity may not be attached to you. So I'm just curious if anybody senses, feels that, like maybe you're out of time, out of sorts, not making connections. I'd like to know about that on the fast chat, or if you could, just please call in. I'm very, very curious. So let's do an emotional clearing. This one here even feels strange for me to do. So here we go. Situations that you may have occurred over the weekend and today. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally, we'll do a pain body for people who may be in pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you who live in feelings, that's normally because your emotional body is completely clogged up, and the next body that protects your body from being destroyed by psychic attacks of emotions gets spilled over into your feeling body, so you feel more because of that. This is why you need to have an emotional clearing done. And then also, if you live in feelings, that's the next one that is desperately needed to help your body. So here we go, feeling. So counting again to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do a clearing for people who might be in trauma. Trauma normally occurs because maybe you're emotional body and feeling body are also completely overloaded, and then you deal with traumas, and everything maybe in your life could be a trauma because those bodies that normally would buffer you from the normal standard situations now turn into traumas, and you overreact all the time to things. So here we go. Trauma body clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace, out there in BBS land somewhere. So are you out there, Annika?
I am, Ron. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you all for tuning in to today's Monday Healing Hour with Ron and the Creation Light Shift. And thank you, Ron, for taking us through the emotional clearing, feeling body, and trauma body. And for you who haven't heard about this before, if you go to the website, creationlightshift.com, you will find those clearings on there. There's a lot of free clearings you can try out, and there's different sample healings on there that you can do as an audio up top. There's so much information. Just wanted to mention that. And yes, the first thing that we're, you know, talking a little bit about the how we might feel a little different, how Ron was expressing it, like the emotional negativity might not be totally attached, or we could feel a little bit out of time or out of sorts. And there is one comment that I read here on the fast chat, and that is from Learning. And Learning says, I have felt a certain loneliness frustration, crisis, move, more potential to move into new ways of being. Yeah, was kind of off because Chris wasn't feeling like himself. So there's a few of those comments, and we had a pretty amazing weekend with the calls that we did with you, Ron, both on Saturdays and on Sundays. Ron, you're doing 8-hour calls on Sundays, and they're absolutely fantastic and so important to do. And like Ed says there in his song about getting back the spirit is what it's all about. So I wanted to continue there with learning, because learning was asking for a little bit more, so maybe we can help with the pain body clearing, maybe do a sample of that, or the infinite sadness clearing might help. And then I also know that another one that's really good is probably chakra balancing, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about that. And also, for anyone who wants to call in, I had the call-in numbers, but I did put them on the fast chat. So do call in if you feel up to that. We do have a couple of numbers to call in to BBS Radio, 888-815-9756. And if you go to the website for BBS Radio Station 1, you'll see a few more on them there. And I posted them on the fast chat, and I might do that just again. So, yeah, Ron, that was from learning with the pain body and the infinite sadness there request.
Hey, let's do a chakra alignment here. Remember, your chakras move around. They're kind of like a gyroscope. Kind of picture that. And they turn any direction, except when you get psychic attack energies directed to you, they tend to move away from that area, that direction. So they should be pointing forward. And if somebody does an attack on you, they will actually turn so that they're not being opened up, kind of like your door in your house. So you want to move that door if somebody is trying to beat it down, so it gets moved to a different direction. This is kind of how the chakras work. And they can be turned round, upside down even. Your body does all different types of things to protect itself. So let's do a chakra alignment. We'll go to your heart first and reposition that so it's in the proper orientation with you. And remember, when the chakras get turned or shut down, they do both of those. You start losing the energy that feeds your body, so your body starts to have problems. So this is why if I do a healing on somebody, when I decide there may be a chakra on maybe somebody's ankle, all of a sudden they feel all this life force come into it, and they feel better. Remember, if you had an incision done to your body, a cut, something like that, that energy line from that chakra, wherever it was above it, will say that energetic, invisible connection, and it could be physical in your body naturally, but that is broken and severed, and you may not have anything happening beneath that location. So here we go, going to your heart, moving that around here. Good. Throat chakra. Okay. Yawning. And third eye. Okay, and now going to your power chakra, solar plex area. Okay, second chakra. And first chakra. Now we'll do an opening. And the opening allows you to get more energy from the chakra. So we normally go body width with these here. So here we go. So heart chakra, use the word spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. So that should help all of you out there. You should feel a little more energy. So it looks like the light ship, if not mistaken, it, right now is, in a sense, disconnecting time. Remember, the darkness rules and controls time. Now, I can't guarantee this will be turned off forever, but at this moment, the time reality that you live in, that they control, and remember, they control us emotionally. This is why I mentioned earlier that you feel a little different. And so since the emotional energy that you would normally connect to make you think that you're alive, okay, remember, people like to be stimulated by emotions. You know, the two main ones are being happy or sad, okay? And so if the timeline is turned off and the timeline is in direct, complete control of your emotions, then how are you going to feel? So I think the answer would be you might feel completely disconnected from life. The other way to look at it, so that could be a very frustrating situation because you would get your horsepower, the energy that you think you need to live on, from other people's and your own emotions. Now, the other side of the coin is if you're not in emotions, then where are you? You're in peace. And some people might not understand that they're in peace, wondering where that negative density is that keeps tugging on them, making them think that their living is no longer there. So it's like, wow, what's happening? Cleanness. So I think that's what it is. Clearness? Yeah, clearness or clearness. Okay. So that means that Ed is feeling like, you know, maybe his stuff has been released, which is very possible. So this is kind of where I think we are right now. And the controlling alien energies that maybe are the bigger ones, we'll say possibly, or just the ones that have controlled time for a while, that energy at this moment might be released. So it's up to you to kind of check on that, but that's kind of what I'm picking up. So if anybody would like to comment on this here, you could call in. And remember, you could feel both ends of the scale. You could say, gee, I don't feel like I'm living, and I'm trying to get myself mustered up by a negative energy that I'm used to running all the time, or people's energies, and I feel like my gas tank is empty, and what's wrong with me? And that could be frustration in itself because you might feel like you're not living. You remember, some people need that emotional energy to keep them moving. Now, the other people or another person will say, might say, yeah, I used to live in emotional energies, and I woke up today, and man, I feel like I'm relieved. Like, what's going on here? I feel no sadness. I kind of feel peace, happiness, maybe. But happiness is still an emotion. So you might just feel self-contained and at peace. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's really interesting, some of the comments that are on the fast chat, too, about how people are feeling in different ways or experiencing things in different ways. There's an interesting comment, for instance, a guest is mentioning that Ron, today I'm not attached or care about the situations that were so important to me in the past weeks. I feel like I do not care about those attachments. So that's interesting. And there's a few very interesting comments here from people. He was psychically attacked on Saturday, and Dulce did too. So I think over the weekend here with the, equinox, you know, that sort of thing, a lot of people are doing a lot of things that are so-called in the name of bringing in light here, which really doesn't need to be done and is actually negative. So, you know, that could be part of that too. And then I know other things are going on too. So we have another SMS that is saying there was a car on the road today that wasn't there. So I wonder if that has anything to do with this too. Any of, you know, maybe they could call in. I don't know. If you can call in, you just posted as an SMS, and I'll mention the phone number is 888-815-9756. And another number is 530-327-7602. That's another one you can call in, and we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, I thought I'll go to the next question here. About the water charging that we did yesterday. Marie R. here, I saw, was asking, will the skin misting water still be active from yesterday's charging on the 8-hour call?
Yes, it will be throughout the day here, yes.
Okay.
So you can still use it today until you go to sleep at night. It'll still work, yes. So
and,
that's interesting about the car. So let's just look at this here. And if we're not in time right now with one of the pretty strong alien timelines, okay, remember, they have different timelines. So we'll say that there's only two alien races, and I wish there was, but we'll just say there's only two. So one alien race has us in their time in 3D, and then another alien race has us in another timeline. And somehow maybe that's why that car appeared. It all of a sudden bridged over into a different timeline, and that could be why it wasn't here. And you might think of that, for instance, here, okay? So, or maybe they just happened to get beamed down instantly out of nowhere from a parallel lifetime or even a different timeline, and it connected. And lo and behold, it materialized. So I'd like to know more about that, if the caller could call in or at least type some more, if it just all of a sudden reappeared, or if they happened maybe just to see a silhouette of it going down the road, and it wasn't real, but the silhouette was here, like a bleed-through from a parallel lifetime. This is great. Too bad this isn't our Friday show. It could be, though. We could stretch Friday into today and go into paranormal. So we'll see what happens here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So Karen has a question about the separate judgment clearing. You have many, many clearings that we can do online, or you can do them with Ron, but it's great to go and read up about them on the website. And Karen was wondering, there is a separate whole lifetime judgment clearing. So aren't all the clearings that you do about judgment, and why do we need to have a separate judgment clearing?
That's if you are the type of person that judges a lot, okay? So that's just another heading where you go deeper into the situation. And that's the reason. That's why we have, like, trauma. Then I think we have an extreme trauma on there also, because of people who deal with that more than others, and you just have to go deeper. So the judgment is there for people that criticize and judge themselves or other people very strongly, and that's their MO. If somebody were to talk to you and you say, what does my billboard say? They'd say, man, you judge everybody. And that's why the judgment clearing is on there. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I thought I heard a beep, actually. I don't know if we have a caller. Is anyone out there?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hi, Annika.
Hi.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing today, Larry? Do you have... you feel like you're out of time?
Well, yeah, I do. I feel like I'm in the spirit, a real wonderful, great place. I had a difficult time disconnecting from the past, but now I'm very disconnected from it. I'm very grateful and thankful for that disconnect, and I'm in more of the energies of the spirit now, and it feels more balanced and more good. I have had a little mental drain. I don't know if that's... I'd like to get some healing for that, but then you talked about that emotional clearing run. We could do it three times a day and unlimited, and I used the code on there, and I couldn't get on it. Is there anything I'm doing wrong on there?
It's the unlimited code. So did you use the unlimited one, Larry?
Yeah, the September da-da-da and September da-da-da.
Oh, yeah,
that
one. That's not for emotional. The emotional one is what you get after you do your whole lifetime emotional. Then you sign up for the emotional unlimited. And that one's $50 to get on that.
$50 for...
Yeah, yeah. So okay. What you're doing is the one that comes with the clearing this month is for the alien waste products and poisoning and dead carcasses.
Okay.
Emotional one is a separate clearing that you would pay for after you did your whole lifetime emotional clearing.
Oh, okay. That'd be the $50 to pay on that one, then.
Yes, uh-huh. And that keeps you current with the emotions that you may have daily. And a lot of people get on that because, you know, naturally that's what we live with here and live by is our emotions, you know. Just watch any TV program. They're all tied into emotions. That's probably why people watch them, because they want to get their charge up of emotions. Remember, as you watch those programs, why are you watching them? Are you watching them to learn something? Well, most of the programs that I see on TV, unless they're maybe on the History Channel, possibly, but most of them deal with people's lives and situations, and it's always about somebody doing something to somebody else, and that's emotional stuff. And so people watch TV because they want to get their charge off of those emotions, because they have a reaction inside of their body about it, and they like that. Well, remember, as above, so below. Those aliens are watching you and living off your emotions, too. So that should be very perfectly clear to everybody, especially right now, as some of this emotional timeline energy is released. Remember, when you're in the timeline, it's kind of like going down a, like in a tunnel, okay? And you're blindfolded, and you keep bouncing off of the side walls of this dark tunnel. And each time you hit it, you get hurt. And then you bounce from one side to the other, and you're running. You don't know where you're going, but you're still running. And this is how the timeline works with you. And then you might stumble over something. Maybe you might hit somebody else. And it's all emotional stuff. And so this is how the timeline is affecting you. And once that tunnel is released, all of a sudden you wonder, gee, am I really free? What's going on with me? What's wrong with me? I'm not used to this. And this is kind of how I would perceive it. So that's what's probably happening to a lot of people out there. So you have a chance right now to know what it's like to kind of experience peace energy on a real-time level, the way it's supposed to be here. Still not true source energy of, you know, peace, but it's getting closer to that. So, anyway, back to you, I guess, Larry. I could do a clearing maybe if you like. What would you like to have done? You mentioned, I think, something with your brain or mind energy or something.
Yes, to take card out in the mental area. I'd like to get a clearing on that.
Okay, so you feel mentally tired, right?
Yes, fatigued. I sure do. I've been feeling that way for about a week or so.
Okay, so let's do that here. And that still could be maybe part of this process that we maybe be feeling today. Remember, the mind is the trap. The mind wants you to get bounced back and forth down that tunnel where you're blindfolded in. And so when the mind starts to lose control, which is what it's actually doing, it's going to be frantically racing, trying to grab onto something. And maybe that something is no longer there. So what's the mind going to do? It's going to work extra strong, go on to overdrive, to look for stuff to attach to judge, like watching the TV programs. And all of a sudden, you know, you may be getting mentally exhausted because it's getting no more energy. It's kind of like, you know, like sifting for gold, you know, where there's no gold. You know, you keep putting the dirt into you know, the container running water through it, and nothing comes up, and you keep putting more and more on there. And you find that there's no more goodies available for you, so you get frustrated because you're still working hard, and nothing's happening to you. So here we go, for happening for you. So you might want to watch TV, everybody, tonight. I'm going to do this clearing here, but you might want to watch TV, if you have a TV, and just see if those programs seem different to you. You might wonder why they're even on TV. If you wonder that, then you're going to know that you're really out of time because it's not affecting you. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for being mentally tired, and that could even be like mentally exasperated. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to help everybody out here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Annika. I lost my fast chat here, so.
Yeah, you know, I did too. So, anyway, thank you.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, interesting. Huh. Well, thank you, Larry, for talking a little bit and also for that mentally drained clearing, you know, that we just got a sample of there. And you were mentioning also, Ron, we were talking about the emotional clearing and just mentioning to Larry that, you know, and all of us here, that you can upgrade it to an unlimited. That means that you can go in and do it any time. So it's just really wonderful to do, and you can do that in the middle of the night, you know, any time. And then there's, of course, the mental clearing and some other ones that are just so valuable. So the fast chat is down, it seems, but we have the lines open for callers. And let me just see here now. I have the call-in numbers again is 888-815-9756. And if you can get onto bbsradio.com, station 1, you'll see the other numbers there too. Also, when we were mentioning about the water charging that we do, I remember Tina had a comment about that, that it really hydrated her skin. Thank you so much for mentioning that. And if you go to the Creation Lightship page, the website there on the front there, you will see a lot of different clearings. And if you scroll down a little bit, you get to personal divine activations, and you can always charge water on there. So let's see here. I think my fast chat came back, and I must have missed something there. But anyway, I see somebody is wishing someone special happy birthday today from Peace. So that was a request, and I don't know exactly what to do with that, but just wanted to mention it. Happy birthday if you're listening. And I don't know, over to you, Ron. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, let's just go to the light ship since we have a birthday today.
Uh-huh.
So we'll go there. So this will be a special treat for everybody. We'll go to the food court. This will only work on the people live today listening. So here we go. I'll count to 5. We'll go to the light ship and we'll have some birthday cake. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're in the food court now, and there's all different types of cakes available. So I don't know. I'm seeing like sundaes. That's one type that they have of desserts. I see like chocolate cakes. I'm seeing whipped cream and different things like this, ice cream. So kind of your choice. I think I'll look for the maybe the German chocolate cake. I kind of like that. So you can have your own sample too. So it's a little piece. We can get seconds and thirds if we wish. So we're selecting what we like to have right now. And it's going on a little, say, spoon. And we're going to put it underneath our tongue right now. And here we go. We have it now. So they're singing happy birthday, and we're having that experience. You might feel the energy going through your body as the light beings join us. They're enjoying having the cake too, like they always do for special birthdays for people. And so if you had one this month, happy birthday to you. And we'll have seconds. So here we go. Another little piece. And remember, they're very small, but they're very nutritious, so you won't gain any weight on them. And let's go thirds here with some ice cream and maybe a cherry on top or something. Okay, so we have that. Wonderful. So happy birthday for those out there who maybe had a birthday in September here, or going to have one. So we'll come back now from the light shift, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're back down again. So if you have a different tasting saliva or more inside of your mouth, you just got some wonderful birthday goodies to eat. So back to you, Annika.
Wow, that was just what a nice surprise. Thank you, and thank you for mentioning peace, that we had a birthday. So that was a very special treat. Thank you. I definitely enjoyed that, and kind of wish I had that every day almost. Heal was mentioning that many people are saying they've lost weight, and it's kind of a typical thing that a lot of people experience when we do those calls over the weekend, Ron. Because we are clearing out. Maybe you want to say what you actually are helping people to clear out during those calls.
Well, the alien critters do make us larger at times because they're in us energetically, and our body needs to conform somewhat to the size of these beings. So naturally, they're much bigger than us, but they can still energetically take up space. And what I'm finding is the waste products is a big one, but probably more so. I think it's the dead alien carcasses that are putrefying inside of us. So that might be a lot worse than, you know, their waste products. So let's do a clearing here. This is on the website. It's the newest clearing, I believe, that we put up. So here we go. And we'll get rid of the carcasses. So if you do have an area in your body that you might think is larger than normal, if you'd like it to go down, just kind of maybe put your hand there or something, and we'll just see if we can get rid of some of that energy here, get rid of some of the dead carcasses. So here we go. And it could be many different types of alien life forms. So I count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, well, they're leaving, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to mention the dates. We actually do have two more Sundays just coming up now. If you missed yesterday and you get curious, just email Ron, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and the next coming up is this Sunday, 26th, and then we also have October 3rd for the 8-hour calls. You don't have to be on the phone for 8 hours. You can come on or just be totally absentee if you've got something else going on. I saw a comment from SMS again, just wanted to mention that car. So it didn't materialize, just looked like a ghost car. So SMS, if you can call in, if you don't have the opportunity to call now, maybe you can call in on the Friday show, or because this sounds fairly interesting. Anyway, I want to move on. A lot of comments on how it helped the mental chatter, what you did before. Chris is mentioning that, and that's wonderful. And all the different comments about the cake was really great. And where do you want to go now, Ron? I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the different timelines that you mentioned. The past, present, future, and alien timelines that we're dealing with, and that we have them to deal with in both parallel lives and in current lifetimes. Can we explain?
We're in different timelines, unfortunately, and our past timeline that works with your soul family, that's also connected to your psychic billboard, is what you're more than likely experiencing right now. Remember, your past creates your reality. So how do you get people into your life to bring upon you situations daily? Well, it's because your past, which you could call, in a sense, karma, okay, don't like to use that term, but people understand what that is without doing a lot of explanation about it. So your past karma gets put onto your billboard, and normally, since we don't live in love and joy here, we live in discomfort and pain and things like that, things that upset us, okay? So your past stuff is now brought to you in your psychic billboard to have people bring negativity to you because of that. Now, does that mean that maybe the person that maybe bumped into you at the grocery store with your elbow by mistake, we'll say, was in your past life's experience? Did you know that spirit or even that body genetics, in the past? Or is it just somebody that happened to read your psychic billboard and in there it says, today is the day that I need to be hit by somebody's elbow because I need to understand more fully that I caused somebody pain, 30,000 years ago. So, or maybe 100 years ago. So, this is why you want to do your psychic billboard clearing. So, yes, your past is there to haunt you. The past that is there in your genetics, which can create your billboard and your soul family and many other soul families that get together to give you your spiritual contracts and agreements, okay, to set yourself up here so the dark side can take away more negativity. Remember, when you're in pain, they love that. The more pain they can give you, the more they live off of. Just like I mentioned earlier about watching the TV program, seeing the situations there. And so this is kind of how it works. Now, you do have a future timeline. So what's that one going to be telling you? Okay, so maybe your past information on your billboard that's brought to you right now is that you're supposed to, receive, let's say, a check in the mail for $500 because you won something, okay? So that comes in the mail. Well, maybe you're also set up, maybe that got put in place, say, 500 years ago to get some money of abundance. And then maybe they put in place 200 years ago that you're going to be losing $1,000. And so that's now put into your billboard for the future and a future timeline. So you feel great today because you made $500, and then you lose that plus more, and you wonder, gee, this is very strange. Why is this happening to me? I felt very lucky one day, and now I lost the same amount of money over again from some other situation. And maybe I shouldn't, ask or do maybe an affirmation to get money because it turns out that I lose so much more with that. And then you think, what's wrong with you? Am I not supposed to be a good person to bring abundance into my life? Well, that's all on your psychic billboard because you're living the past and the future energies. This is why the timelines are so critical to get rid of, because you're living those timelines. If you can start clearing your psychic billboard, which the dark side gave you so everybody could read what's on there, and that's only $20 a month to do this, then you can figure out what's on there by asking yourself or ask your friends what they read on it. They'll tell you, may not like what they're telling you, but they could be honest with you and say, I think you're a jerk this week or something. Well, that's because it's on the billboard, and you're responding to that. And then from there, maybe it's a life pattern that you're dealing with. Maybe they say, instead of being this week, maybe it's been the last 10 years. What's wrong with you, And then you can say, gee, I better make a change. What is my billboard saying to people? Why am I responding to people to make me look like a jerk? or to force me to be a jerk. So this is the way it is. So this is why those timelines that the aliens present to you and force you to live upon and to steer your life that way, why it's so important to get out of the timeline, to be in the moment. This is what we talk about on this program all the time, is to get into your heart and get out of time, which means getting out of your mind. When you're in your mind, you're in time. So that could be another question. How many minds, besides the one you think you have, are controlling you? Maybe each one has a timeline. So you may have lots of minds that you don't even know about controlling you. So anyway, kind of food for thought for everybody. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, since you talk about the psychic billboard clearing, it is just one of those that I've really enjoyed doing lately, and actually have noticed every time I've done it, because I've been doing it a few times just recently now, I have noticed a change in the people around me. It's been kind of interesting to... the amount of creativity you can put in that clearing, and you could be, couldn't you be somebody who hasn't done any other clearing, and you could actually just go in and do that one, Ron?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to do anything first. You don't have to do the emotional even though that's always recommended, but it's just one that anyone can go on and really, you actually will enjoy it, I think, because that's just so interesting, very, very interesting to do that one. I also wanted to mention that there's a lot of free healings if you haven't been to the site, and I saw somebody ask about pain release, and that is one of the many free clearings that you can try. So if you have a pain going on, even, you know, any time that you, if you wake up with a pain or whatever, you can do that free clearing. There was a question about what one of the things that we do, or that you do, Ron, is about the amber blood. If you can explain why it's amber and what is it, that's one of the things that was done on the call yesterday. And it's basically golden blood energy, life force, and maybe you can explain it in your words, Ron.
Yeah, it seems to be the highest frequency that the light ship can give us down here to imprint into our bodies of this energy of healing. So that's kind of the way I would describe that. The red blood is, you know, what we have, but when they infuse it with the amber, maybe golden blood energy, then it's at a much higher consciousness. And naturally, the blood goes through your whole body, so that can raise your consciousness up. What I'll do is a sample for people here. And we started doing the amber blood on the four-hour ascension calls maybe a couple years ago or so. And so I always include it typically on the Saturday calls that we have once a month, and sometimes during the other calls, too. So here we go, everybody. This will be a treat for you if you haven't experienced that. So we're going to bring in this energy from the light ship. You can bring up the monitor screen of the light beam if you wish. And you may feel your body changing consciousness a little bit as this happens. So on a count of 10 to bring in the amber blood. And we'll energize the light beam at the same time as I'm doing this, because our show is speeding by pretty quickly here. Feels like we almost need two-hour shows now. The last week, they've been going by very quickly. Maybe the time is not holding us into that timeline consciousness, so we're getting to be able to be freed up of the time reality. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And if you think about the song that Cher did quite a while ago, I don't know how long, it's been a while, the title was If You Could Turn Back Time, or something like that. So that just shows you that in that song, basically it was turning back time, or reliving an event over again that maybe you liked, or maybe something happened during that time. You can read into that many ways, just in those words, so that you can maybe be with somebody that maybe you used to like or love. It could be something to deal with a situation. Maybe you were better off then than you are now. So you want to go back in time to bring that energy forward so you can live and experience it today. And remember, that's in time. So some people really don't want to go back in time because maybe they're better off right now than they were a few years ago. So that song may not even be applicable for a lot of people. But I think that song is showing us that there are people who live on the timeline, and when situations occur now that makes them uncomfortable, they wish they could be somewhere else. Because remember, you don't know what the future is like. So you don't normally project into the future, but you do know about your past. Neither you're going to like your past, only three choices. Either you like it, you don't like it, you know, or, you know, you love it. So either way, you know, your past timeline is where you may want to be or not want to be, and you don't want to be controlled by it in any way whatsoever regardless. But remember, if you want to go back in time, then you're bringing forth that energy into your present moment. And that's really not good, even if it was a great experience, because you're going to be bringing old energy to you, and you should live in the moment, not live in time. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and just a few comments about also the energy we've talked about that's just going on right now with sometimes feeling out of sorts. Peace was saying that during the call, Peace fell asleep most of it and has been sleeping a lot and has still been feeling tired. So maybe that energy could make some people feel that way, and that we were talking about feeling a little bit out of sorts, and maybe the time being in different ways for how we experience that. And Hill was mentioning that over the weekend had memory lapses, so it's interesting what could be going on. Anyway, another question is about the soul family. I know we have a clearing, and we might not be able to do this, Chris, but Chris was mentioning, can we do a clearing for the mindset of the soul family? And I know we disconnect the soul family, so if we have that disconnected, I don't know if that's needed necessarily, but it's an interesting question, so I'm going to bring it up to you, Ron.
Boy. That's a good one. Remember, the light ship, cannot go against anybody's free choice, free will. You could pick somebody physically here that you know, and like do a healing on them, you know, like if they have a problem. But to pick on thousands of people to attempt to change their lifestyle would not be with the creation light shift's philosophy, because then they would have to judge you to bring a change to you. And just think of a person who has a lot of money because they're a thief, okay? Well, if you take that away from them, they may not like that. And so it's up to them to decide what to do. So to do a clearing like that would be pretty difficult. If the time got eliminated completely, then more than likely they would automatically start to move toward discernment and then move from there to peace. So that's kind of how I would look at that. Remember, the only problem that we have on this earth is time. And the time is controlled by the aliens through your mind. So we have the mind-controlling patterns that are triggered in our DNA. So this is the whole process. No time, get out of time, then you're in your heart center with your spirit without being controlled by the planets even. So you have to look at the problem that we have here is time. and the setups that are conditioned, programmed along the timeline that we're living in. And that also probably includes your physical body aging, getting rid of, you know, those energies that cause a body to age because the body has programs that are running. So the whole thing is to get out of time. And that's why I say when you approach the dark side's time of reality, the speed of time, once you hit that speed of time, you don't age because you can't age because you're out of time. Things aren't moving. Then as you come back into time, then the aging process starts. And this is why, like I mentioned before on the older movies, you know, when somebody was taking maybe up in a spaceship or something, traveling at the speed of light, remember light and time is a frequency. Once you approach that, then all of a sudden you don't age. And then if you're brought back here, which may only seem, you know, with your own watch as ticking away on you, maybe you go up out of time for an hour and you come back. Well, that could be years. Maybe it could be 50 years. You come back and you go, wow, it's a little different down here. And you see your relatives and your friends, and all of a sudden they're much older than you. That was talked about with Al Bielek with the Philadelphia project about seeing, I think, people that were much older when he jumped ship and stuff and having to go back into time. So that's another thing that, you know, happens. And I believe they put him into a baby's body. And this is why he has a different name now. And he's living out his life as a different person from the original one. But that's a whole nother, you know, maybe a whole nother show. But I probably won't do anything on that. But you can understand and do your own research on that. So, and there's plenty of people out there talking about time traveling, and it's on the internet, and you can do your own research and figure out what's going on. But the main thing is the time is the problem because the mind is controlled in and through time. So, back to you, Annika.
So, the Soul Family Disconnection, just wanted to mention that. That's a clearing that's available on Ron's website, and it clears the Soul Family, the current Soul Family lifetime, past lifetimes clearings, future lifetime contracts clearing, psychic billboard program disconnection, and then last light infusion. Just wanted to mention that because I know we are coming to an end now, Ron. So, we are going to be on Ask One Radio later on today, 7 p.m. Pacific, and please join us there. And Wednesday, Friday, we have shows on BBS and also Saturday night live on the Light Ship. So over to you, Ron. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, so we'll be signing off here. We have our special Q&A call Friday night at 8 o'clock Pacific time, just after our BBS program on Station 2. So you can call in. The phone number will be listed there. And do that. So I'll say blessings to all of you. We're out of time. Remember, our time clock is over. So here we go. Blessings to all of you. See you later, everybody. Bye.
Bye.